Hey, this is Rob Scott. This is Changing Perceptions. Thanks for joining me. Listen, if you really enjoy my podcast, which I hope you do, push the little button that says subscribe, and then get on the phone with your friends who you love and who you cherish and say, hey, listen, there's this really cool dude. His name's Rob Scott, and you ought to subscribe to his podcast because he's got some insightful things to talk about. He talks about himself, he talks about his life, and he talks about what some current events are taking place. And get them to subscribe as well. And I would really appreciate it. Get on my site and at robscottpodcast.com. Give it a look. There's a lot of little articles there, some pictures, things that are taking place in my life that might be interesting to you. Who knows? You may learn something there. Or if you feel like you want to yell at me or give me your point of view, please write me and email me at rob@robscottpodcast.com. You know, I was going to work today. I get up at 5:30 every morning, try to be in and work a little bit before 7, and so I can get my truck loaded and get out early to I can beat traffic and stuff like that. And today I got in at the normal time, and I have this program that we use that lets us know what kind of day we're going to have and how many stops I have. And when I opened up the app this morning before I left, I had like 35 stops, which is about a third or a quarter of what I normally have. And I thought, oh, good, it's not going to be too busy of a day. Even if I double or something like that, that's a pretty normal day. Well, I get to work, and the number hasn't changed that much. I think it got up to like 50 stops total. And I was ecstatic, you know, because that's not a very busy day at all. I mean, that's just, you know, you can get those things just done really quick, and I could be back early and enjoy the rest of my day. Well, we get all packed up, we get out of the hub, and we're driving up. Well, I'm driving up the canyon, and one of the other drivers calls me and says, "Hey, listen, the canyon's closed because it was raining really hard, and it's flooded." And I kind of figured that because it was just coming down in buckets. And I was kind of worried about that, whether I'd get through or not before it got really bad. I guess it's good that it happened on the way up instead of on the way back, because I would have been stuck on the other side of the summit and nowhere to go, really. I think there's some other places you can go, but you add like 2 to 3 hours to your day doing that. And that's not what you really want to do. So this guy told me, well, they're stopping the traffic and they're turning everybody around. So I passed him a little bit after that. I passed him. So I kind of did a quick U-turn there and came out, and we parked, and I parked up behind him, and we didn't know what to do. So we're waiting for our supervisors to let us know what we were supposed to do. And he says, just come back to the hub, and we'll look at all the packages and mark them weather delayed, and we'll just pick up tomorrow. So my day was cut short today, and I'm excited about that because I got to come home and work on my podcast, and it just gave me I was home before noon today, which was really, really wonderful. I've been trying to think of how to really make the podcast a little bit more interesting and current and things like that. I'm trying to look for some people to interview again. I started off doing some interviewing, and I kind of sucked at it to begin with, but those interviews were kind of interesting and they were kind of fun to do. So I'm trying to work on that avenue again, because I know you probably get bored listening to me talk all day long when I'm doing my podcast, doing a solo thing. So I'm trying to do that. But until then, on my trips, I have about an hour and a half drive to get to my location. And so I spend a lot of time listening to music, and I also listen to different podcasts and things like that. And just so happened today that I was listening to my music. And I have several different artists. I have a very eclectic music library, and it ranges everything from R&B to soul to jazz to rock and roll, just about anything, even some rap that my son suggested that I add to it. And some of it's okay. The other stuff, I don't I'm not a big rap guy. I'm more of a classic rock type of dude anyway. Anyway, I shall go on. I was listening to this artist, and she's really good. I have about five or six of her songs. And I think her name is called Alanis Morissette. I think that's the way you say her name. Well, she has this song that it's called All I Want. I believe that's the name of it. And at the beginning of this thing, there's this guitar kind of like jamming type thing session at the very beginning of it. It sounds really good. It's very catchy, and you know exactly the song when you hear it, you know. She's like famous for that song, Ironic, but this one is one of my favorites too. And she starts off, and I can't play it because I guess there's some kind of licensing or something like that. If I play it, I get, you know, somebody comes and arrests me or something like that. So I thought I would sing it to you. Put on your hats. I don't have the best voice, and it sure is not like Alanis, okay? That's for sure. But that song starts off like this. She goes, let me see if I can remember this correctly. It says, "Do I stress you out with my sweater on backwards and inside out?" And you say, "How appropriate." Now, I know that doesn't sound like her at all. She's much better than I am, of course. I don't know, though. I thought I sounded pretty good. Anyway, I was thinking about that. Like, okay, Alanis, you got your shirt on backwards and inside out, and somebody's telling you that's appropriate. Now, I know that either something is appropriate or if it's inappropriate, I guess it depends on the circumstances that you are in. I guess if your shirt's on backwards, maybe you just came from the gym and you're running, or you know, you're running behind and you're just kind of like throwing something on so you can get in the car and get back to wherever you need to go. But just to put your shirt on backwards and inside out seems, I don't know, something inappropriate. So I guess it really depends on the situation and the current environment that you're in, whether something's, again, appropriate or inappropriate. And I thought to myself, that might be kind of an interesting thing to talk about on my podcast. What's appropriate and what's inappropriate today? And I know that's a very kind of a deep kind of a subject to kind of get into. I don't have enough time, nor do you probably want to sit here and listen to me blab and talk about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, because that kind of conversation can go on and on and on. When I was talking to my producer, he texted me, "Well, that's a loaded topic." And I go, "Well, I agree with you." And he said that would be something that you'd want people to agree with you about 90% of the time, have some kind of consensus on that, but you won't. And it really depends on the subject, because there's, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate is wide open for discussion. And I told him, I says, "You're right. And there's really nothing out there that 90% of people agree on. It's just not going to happen. And it's very subjective. And the question is why have things flipped? Why is it that things that were once right are now wrong? Things that used to be looked at as quote unquote evil, now they're okay. And why is that? What has changed?" And I know there's a lot of things that you could talk about that has happened since the days when I grew up, okay? Since my kids call me as old as dirt, that's what they think I am. I grew up at a time which is very simple. I like things that make a lot of common sense, a simple life. I really do. And things were very simple. When you were a little kid, you went to school, you came home and you played. And that's what you did. You get your friends and you rode your bike, you camped, you built clubhouses, you played games, you played basketball, baseball, football, all these things. And the only thing you had to worry about is just your friendship and just having a wonderful time. And that's it. When you got into high school, you started, you know, the whole dating scene, and things start changing a little bit. The dynamics change, of course, a little bit, and you're worried about the way you look and how you appear and your peer pressure and all that crap. But you're worrying about your dates. You're worrying about what you're going to do when you take your girlfriend out, or if you have a girlfriend, how you're going to get a girlfriend. You know, why isn't somebody liking me? Why is this girl doesn't like me? You're too shy to go out with somebody, to ask somebody out. All these things that are kind of going on. But it was pretty much a normal part of life and being a teenager, okay? And then when you got out of, you know, you graduated from school, the plan was to go to college and get a degree and then find a job that you can do for the rest of your life and get married and have children. That was kind of like the plan. And that's what most people had similar goals that we had all in common. I really feel sorry for kids today because they got so many more challenges than I had when I was their age. And things just aren't black and white as they were. I kind of like things simple and that makes sense. And I think today things are so complicated that we just have a hard time understanding what is actually going on around us. An example of that, which I have friends send me videos and YouTube and all kinds of stuff of different people talking about their differences in genders, their pronouns and things like that. And I actually listen to these and watch these videos trying to get an understanding of what these young people are talking about. And at the end of the video, I have to be honest with you, I'm more confused about what they are trying to identify themselves with than I was before I started watching the video. And every day or every week, there seems to be somebody else coming up with a different version of themselves, you know, because they're fluid in their gender, they have come up with a new name for themselves or a new way of looking at themselves. And it just compounds over and over, and it just on top of this and on top of that, to the point where you just, you can't keep up with it all. And I feel sorry. I feel so sorry for kids today. It is so freaking difficult to keep up with all the pronouns and all the, you know, genders and all this stuff that they got to be careful with. Now, you have teachers coming to school who are all coming out and right in front of their class, and these are the preferred pronouns that I want you to use for me and all this stuff. And I went, my gosh, like, who cares? I don't care. I just want to be a normal little, I want to be a normal little boy or girl in elementary school. And I just want to have a normal teenage life, right? I want to go to school. I want to learn. I want to have a girlfriend. I want to go out, you know, date. I want to go to, you know, high school football games, basketball games, wrestling matches, and things like that. I don't care about your sex life and your choices in your life. Keep those damn things private. That's the way I look at it. And these kids don't need to know this stuff. A little six-year-old, little seven-year-old doesn't need to know how to play with themselves. They don't know how. They don't need to know how to masturbate. They don't need to have an in-depth sex conversation with their teacher in elementary school. Okay, and we wonder why our kids have a higher rate of suicidal tendencies and socially not getting along with each other, why we continue to talk about differences in race and color and worried about every little word, every little thing that you say can get you in trouble at school or wherever. Yeah, I don't care where you go and what you do. Someone's listening to you. Somebody's watching you. But they would long for the days where you could just go and be a normal kid and go on a date, go to a party, you know, have some beer or whatever, you know, and act out a little bit that way and not have to worry about all the crap that's going on today. To me, that's inappropriate. And it doesn't match up with what I feel is a good life and an honest life and one that makes common sense and makes sense to me. And I think really the heart of it, I mean, we could have a conversation on this forever and ever and ever and ever, just like my producer said. Yeah, you could. You could talk about this for months and years. But I know being a religious person and being taught when I was young, I mean, when we were little and we were growing up, most of my friends went to church with their families. Back then, 75% or better identified themselves, their families identified themselves believing in certain religious ideologies, Most of my friends were Catholic and Protestant. I had a few friends that were Jewish. I was LDS, and I was a very, very, very small portion of the population where I grew up. We were very, very small. And you had like non-denominational Christians, and most of us went to church with our families, and there you were taught, you know, basic good faith principles and ideas and truths that kind of like set your foundation for your life, you know, importance of family, importance of marriage, the importance of having faith in God and a higher purpose for life. Those are where you're taught, you know, not to steal and not to hurt one another, treat your fellow man with kindness and respect and things like that. Those are all the morals that were taught as to us when we were kids. And that sets your kind of like your foundation, your moral foundation for the rest of your life. And today, though, if you look at statistics, and I just read a report a little while ago, about a month and a half ago, where they did a poll where for the first time ever in the United States, that less than 50% of our population identified themselves as a particular religious organization. They just don't anymore, and it's been replaced with more like, I am spiritual but not religious. And they don't identify. And I don't know why that is. Maybe because over the generations, the kids of the parents who used to be active in the church don't go anymore. And then they've had children, and then they haven't been taught their precepts and concepts of their church, whether you're Catholic or whatever. And they haven't been taught. And then you have this next generation come up that has no religious background at all, and they don't want to be identified with anything, organized religion or anything like that. I kind of understand that. But I believe as a result of that, that these core principles, these core values aren't being passed along like they should from generation to generation. And as a result, we have things that have been defined differently now than they used to be. And I think it's hurtful, and it continues to erode away from what we know to be right and appropriate. Just to give you some examples. Since I grew up, you know, marriage has been redefined. Families also have been redefined. What a family is. Sex is just off the charts, just part of everybody's life now. Gender is now fluid, where it used to be scientifically, and it still is. It's not that it's changed, and the facts haven't changed, but now we look as gender as being fluid. You can be a girl or boy anytime that you want. You can change and not be a man or a woman. You can be something else. And pornography has been normalized. Love of country is something almost of the past. Today we talk about systemic racism, how our country is built upon ideas that were based in racism, and people hate our country. We have senators and Congress people who actually hate our country, and they hate Americans. They divide us between Democrats and Republicans. If you voted for a certain person, you're a bad person. If you voted for this person, you're a good person. And they just don't like America, which is just crazy. I long for the days when you could go to a baseball game and people put their hands on their hearts and they stand for the national anthem. They sing along with the national anthem, and you see people with tears in their eyes because they understand the power and they understand the sacrifices that have been made so I can stand at that baseball game and be able to enjoy the baseball game. Otherwise, I wouldn't have those things. Race and racism has been redefined once more to only include white folks and white people. And your freedom of speech and the ability to be able to have, you know, a debate with someone to talk about facts have been replaced with cancel culture and fact-checking. So I'll ask the question again. What's appropriate and what's inappropriate? is it appropriate for political activists to follow a senator into the restroom and harass her, take videos during this time when this woman just wants her privacy to take care of business? Not only are they invading her privacy, but the other women who are in the restroom as well, who are on these videos as well. Is it appropriate when the President of the United States is asked for comments on whether he feels that this is appropriate behavior for these activists to walk in and harass this senator in a women's restroom? Of course, he says no on one hand that it's not appropriate, but then he goes and defends it by saying it happens to everybody, that it's part of the process. No, it's not. I'm sorry, President, but that is inappropriate behavior for anybody to do. On either side of the aisle, it's not appropriate. This is something that we should all agree on. Don't you think? You know, we could go on and on and on and on over this topic all day long and for probably the next year. But hey, listen, thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate you listening. Again, if you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments, please write me at rob@robscottpodcast.com. Visit my website. I really do appreciate you listening. And until next time, be careful out there. It's a dangerous world.